Okay, Rabotai, Tzahoraim Tovim. Yesterday, we started speaking about some of the Minhage Sefirat HaOmer. So, let's just continue. So, we spoke about yesterday, we hardly grazed the surface with Shitat Maran. Maran held that there were, how many days that Talmidei Rabbi Akiva died? Maran himself held 34. How do you get that? From the Girsa and the Geonim, that וכולן מתו מפסח ועד פרוס עצרת. פרוס עצרת, how much is פרוס? What's the תקופה of שבועות? 30 days. פרוס is 15. You take 15 away from 49, you're left with 34 days. דעת מרן is that they died for 34. Just what? On the 34th day, we don't keep it so much because מקצת היום ככולו. And therefore, מרן holds everything that becomes מותר on למד דלת. Hey, מרן, does מרן say עד למד גימל? What was the answer?
The last full day
of Avilut is on Lamed Gimel. Now, there are two other shitot in the Rishonim about the deaths of Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. The Rama famously disagrees with Maran, and he says as follows. Now, we didn't read Seif Bet, but it just goes very quick. Noagim shelo listaper ad lag laomer, shomrim shas pasku milamud, ve'en listaper ad yom lamed dalet baboker, אלא אם כן חל יום למד גימל ערב שבת, שאז מסתפרים בו מפן כבוד השבת. Which means, according to Maran, the only time you can start taking a haircut, getting married, all the things that we customarily abstain from during the Omer, is 34th day of the Omer in the morning. Okay, fine. Besides for, one, there's one exception to that rule, which Maran says, which is if Lad Ba'Omer falls out on Shabbat, which it doesn't this year. If the 34th of the Omer falls out on Shabbat, which means the 33rd of the Omer is on Friday, mipnei kavod haShabbat, Maran says, you know what? You can already take a haircut on Friday, mipnei kavod haShabbat.
Just haircut or anything?
The Kaf HaChaim brings down from the Bet David and other poskim that when Maran says mipnei kavod haShabbat, kavod Shabbat doesn't start necessarily from Friday morning. Kavod Shabbat already starts from Thursday night, but that's not applicable this year. So, the Rama famously disagrees. ובמדינות אלו, אין נוהגים כדבריו, אלא מסתפרים ביום למד גימל. First מחלוקת, says the Rama, like we saw yesterday, is that they don't wait until 34. They wait until 33. Why? ומרבים בו קצת בשמחה, ונאמרים תחנון. He goes off on a little bit tangent, because he says that לג בעומר is a יום שמחה. There are שיטות ראשונים that even, we're going to speak about now, the שיטות that hold second ספירה, which means that they died from after Rosh Chodesh until Shavuot, they stopped dying bedavka on Lag Ba'Omer. Lag Ba'Omer, they stopped, and then it continued again from Lamed Dalet until Shavuot. Now, he says, yeah, the next Saif in Shulchan Aruch, yeah, what's the matter?
How come Maran doesn't hold of the opinion that Rosh Chodesh would, if he's saying Kavod HaShabbat for the 33rd...
Oh, hold on. Maran only invokes, we'll speak about that soon. Yeah, right. The only time Maran holds of Kvod HaShabbat, when does he invoke that? Is only when Lamed Dalet falls out on Shabbat, which means it's already Lamed Gimel. And Maran knew that there was a Shita that says that the Avelut, they stopped dying on Lamed Gimel anyway. Plus, you have Kvod HaShabbat, then he says, okay, you know what? I'll give you a pass. Not to speak about, we'll speak about in a moment, what happens, yeah, people, it's like they found a heter. They just uncovered, like Columbus, this heter that lies deep down, buried in Mishnah Berurah, about when Erev Shabbat falls, has Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Wow! Mishnah Berurah, Siman Tav Tzadigim, Saif Hei, Saif Katan Hei. The Mishnah Berurah for this year, when Erev Shabbat and Rosh Chodesh Iyar coincide, it's not a brand new heter. It happens. It's been there. Columbus discovered America. We'll talk about that soon. There are many poskim or matir. There are many poskim or osir. Hold your horses. Now, as follows. The Rama another thing. About, before the Rama gets into the other Shita, Maran writes, יש נוהגים להסתפר בראש חודש אייר, וטעות הוא בידם. Maran says very clearly, there are those who have the minhag to take a haircut on Rosh Chodesh Iyar, which by the way, it's brought down in an Radbaz, says to do that. Many, many poskim rishonim held that taking, the Radbaz is really, he's an acharon, but he's nidon kirishon. So the Radbaz, by the way, was the Av Bedin in Mitzrayim, Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim. He moved to Tzfat when he was 80 years old. He passed away at 110, the Radbaz, Rabbeinu David ben Zimra, when he moved to Tzfat, Maran Abet Yosef made the Radbaz Av Bedin. Maran Abet Yosef was Av Bedin of Tzfat, together with the Mabit. When the Radbaz moved to Tzfat, Mipnei Kvodo, he stepped aside for the remaining years of the Radbaz's life, and he made him Av Bedin Mipnei Kvodo. He was tremendously Cholek Kavod to the Radbaz. Radbaz was the was the Rebbe of the Arizal's Rebbe. Who's the Rebbe of the Ari HaKadosh?
Rav Moshe?
No, that's in Kabbalah, Ramak. No?
Wait, sorry, Rav Moshe Luzar?
No, Shita Mekubetzet, Rabbeinu Bezalel Ashkenazi. So his Rebbe was the Radbaz, and Geon HaGeonim wrote thousands of tshuvot, has a perush on the Rambam, Geon HaGeonim. Anyway, Mikol Makom, the Radbaz says, and he brings down the Knesset HaGdola, also says the same thing, Kaf Chaim says that Tzemer Nohoeg, take a haircut on Rosh Chodesh Iyar because it's Yom Simcha B'Seder. Maran says, Ta'ut. Asur. Ta'ut means Asur. You can't do it. Now, in order to the Mishnah Berurah is going to explain why is it a Ta'ut. What is the Ta'ut that's associated with shaving or taking a haircut on Rosh Chodesh Iyar? Explains the Rama. Miu. Berbe mekomot noagim listapir ad Rosh Chodesh Iyar. The Rama kind of makes a double take on the whole Maran. The Rama says, hold on, there are many places, at least in Ashkenaz, that had the minhag to take a haircut until Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Now, until means ad ve'ad bichlan, which means until Yom Sheni Shel Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Ve'otan lo yistaperu milag ba'omer ve'ailach. Those people, this is the origins of what we call, or what Ashkenazim like to call, second sphere. Second sphere this is what we refer to, from Rosh Chodesh Iyar until the end of Sfirat Ha'omer. Because remember, the Mishnah Berurah is going to break it down, but no matter which way you slice it, there always have to be 33 days of Avelut observed for Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. Now you decide, Sfaradim can't, but based on Minhag Ashkenazim, they can decide which ones they want to do. Do they want to do the 33 from the second day of Pesach until Lag Ba'omer, or do they want to do it from the day after Rosh Chodesh until Shavuot? And he says, Af al pishe mutal yistaper b'Lag Ba'omer b'atzmo. Meaning, second sphira, they're not allowed to shave from after Rosh Chodesh Iyar until Shavuot, besides for the day of Lag Ba'omer. Ve'otan mekomot shenoagim listaper mi Lag Ba'omer ve'elach, lo yistaperu klal achar Pesach ad Lag Ba'omer. The Rama says, but the people who hold first sphira, which is what? From second day of Pesach until Lag Ba'omer, they shouldn't take a haircut on until Lag Ba'omer. ולא ינהגו בעיר אחת מקצת מנהג זה ומקצת מנהג זה, משום לא תתגודדו, וכל שכן שאין היתר לנהוג בשתיהן. Which means, apparently in Europe, there were different minhagim, and the Rama says, in the same city, in those times cities were very small, it was like Shtetlach. So he says, in the same city, they shouldn't have two different minhagim, because it's לא תתגודדו. You remember, we had a shiur on לא תתגודדו, sectarianism, and therefore, he says, stick to one minhag. Nowadays, many poskim, including Rav Moshe Nigrok, Moshe says, nowadays we have big cities and is there a set minhag in any city? Mapitom. So you have some being noheg like this and some being noheg like that. If you remember, there's a Me'iri in Yevamot, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Bet, that he says that anything that is talui b'minhag, anything that is not halacha but is talui b'minhag, there's no issue of lo tidgodedu anyway, in which case, nowadays it would be mutar to have these two different minhagim. So now, let's first go through the shitot of when there's three basic shitot that the Birur Halacha brings down about when they died, and then we'll explain, the Mishnah Berurah says, why it is that Maran calls shaving on Rosh Chodesh a ta'ut. So let's see. What's the shayla? Yeah. So some poskim say that. Some poskim say that listaper. You know, how come we only find listaper? Meaning taking a haircut. Nobody ever spoke about lidgaleach, to take, shaving. Shaving wasn't a thing. Everybody grew beards. That would, men grew beards, period. That was it. Aval ma, now, so there are certain poskim that say that the Ikara Gzerah, Gaon Or Letzion writes this, that the Ikara of the Minhag was only on taking haircuts anyway because that's what they used to do. They didn't used to shave. But nevertheless, the Minhag became to extend it not only to haircuts but to shaving as well. That's why, when people find the heter for shaving, it's not only that. You should know, there's a famous Chatam Sofer in Shelot Tshuvot Chatam Sofer. He says that if a person has a minhag to shave every day, he's able to shave, and it's causing him a lot of tzar, he can shave every Erev Shabbat. I think in my brothers in Chafetz Chaim, he says in Chafetz Chaim, they adopted that psak of the Chatam Sofer, that they shave every Friday during the Omer, once a week, Chavot Shabbat. So, but that's not the prevalent minhag. Yeah. Oh, the Mishnah Berurah is going to talk about that too. So first, let's get the shittot. The Biru Halacha says as follows. I'm going to read it real quick, just for everybody to get a broader picture. Biur Ainyan, diyesh beze shalosh shittot unva'arem. Shtaim, ma shenaktum, haposkim ledina. There are three shittot about the deaths of Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. Two of them we spoke about ledina. Vezeu, shita achat, the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva metu lam medalet yom. 34 days. Who is that? That was Shitat Ra'avan, who found in the Geonim, that was paskened by Maran. They died for 34 days. Uraya mi midrash shemetu mi Pesach at Prosat Zeret, v'utu yom kodem atzeret. Uchshetasir tedvav yom imem tet nisharu la medalet yom. Exactly the math that we did before. Shlemim shemetu, elad bimikzat yom kekullo, umshumachim mistaprim yom la medalet boker, v'adin nisa isham utan mkan ma'elach, v'zeu da'at mechaber, b'seif alef ubet. Okay, so far so good, da'at Maran. אכן, לדעת רמה שם, בסעיף ב' משמע, דסבירה לדה פסקו מלמות ביום לג, וכמו שכתב הגרא שם, ברמה, and the Gaon, argue on Maran, they say, no, they didn't stop dying on 34, they stopped dying on 33. ומקצת היום ככולו, ולפי שיטה זו, המנהג שאין מסתפרים מפסח עד לג בבוקר, ומשם ואילך, עד עצרת מותר. From לג, until שבועות, is going to be מותר. So far we have Maran, רמה, opinion 1. Now let's talk about רמה, opinion 2, that he said, summer נוהגים. No, I'm sorry, that was all part of one, Shita 1. Shita 1 was what? Either Lamed Dalet or Lamed Gimel. But from Pesach until either the 33rd or 34th, Shita 1. Shita number 2. Shita Shniyahu, מה שאומרים בשם התוספות, דתלמידי רבי עקיבא מתו, למד גימל ימים שלמים, דהיינו ביום שאין אומרים תחנון, לא מתו. Take all of the days of Sfirat HaOmer, make the חשבון, says, the תוספות say, that any day during Sfirat HaOmer that doesn't have תחנון, Talmidei Rabbi Akiva didn't die. Okay? Now let's make the cheshbon. Now you see why it's such a yom tov to have a day without tachanun. Now, there are 49 days of the Omer. How many days of the 49 days of the Omer don't we say tachanun?
Last week of...
Why? Start from the beginning. So, from 1 until...
15.
The first 16 days. Imken, k'shtotzi shivat yemei ha-pesach, the last 7 days of Pesach, then on Yom Sheni shel Pesach, ve'od shisha Shabbatot, plus another 6 Shabbatot of the Omer, those are days that we don't have Tachanun. Ush, huh? You have a day? No, no, Shacharit, Baba. You do say. We're talking about Shabbatot themselves. Ushnei yamim rosh chodesh iyar. So don't forget. 7 days of Pesach, 6 Shabbatot. How many? 13. 2 days rosh chodesh.
15.
V'yom echad rosh chodesh sivan. One day of Rosh Chodesh Sivan is what?
16.
Shelo metu. Hare kan nisharu. Imken. So if you take away 15 from the 49, imken hare nisharu lamed gimel shlemim shemetu. Which means, according to Tosfot, they didn't die in order of days. They started only after Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Now he says, ulfize metu adatzeret. According to this opinion, they died until what? Mamash until Shavuot. ולנגד אלו על המד גימל ימים, קיבלו ישראל על עצמם קצת אבלות למד גימל ימים. Besides for the, besides, meaning, כנגד, even though they didn't die in order, כנגד the 33 days that they died, עם ישראל accepted 33 days of מנהגי אבלות. And he says, he explains, רגע, yeah, לעניין ספירה, לעניין תספורת ונישואין, דהיינו לנקות מממתת יום של העומר תזיין ימים ראשונים, דהיינו מיום שני של פסח עד יום שני של ראש חודש אייר, יש תזיין ימים שאותן ימים מקינים בהם, ונשארו למד ג' שלמים עד העצרת שמתאבלים בהם. Which means according to this Tosfot, what do? We take out the first 16 days of the Omer that were מקין, and then we hold after the first 16 days from ראש חודש and on until the end of ספירה, 33 days of אבלות. ולפי זה, אותם שמסתפרים מלמד ג' ואילך, וגם בראש חודש אייר, טעות הוא בידם, דלק הלג יום, וזהו כוונת המחבר. Which means, now he explains. What does it mean? What does Maran mean? The Mishnah Berurah also explains it weiter. But he says that what when the Shulchan Aruch says, the טעות הוא בידם, what's the טעות? If you are keeping the second days, well, let's put it this way. If you're keeping the first days, which means from Lag or Lad, whether you're Sfaradi or Ashkenazi, and on, and you're also shaving on Rosh Chodesh, that's a big mistake. Because if you do that, what are you doing? You're mixing the two shitot. Okay, big deal, you're mixing the two shitot. But what's even worse than that? You don't have 33 days of avilut. And then you're missing out on the ikara minhag. That's the minhag that Maran says, which means you want to shave on Rosh Chodesh, that's fine, only if what?
Only if you hold it.
Only if you're keeping the second sfira. Now guess what? What does Maran Abet Yosef hold about second sfira?
It's prevalent. It's not there.
I mean, he holds it exists, but he doesn't paskin like it. He holds it's not an option. Second sfira is only an option, Lida'at Rama and Poskei Ashkenaz. So according to Maran, Bevadai Maran says ta'utu bi'adam. You know why it's ta'ut? Because you're in the middle of your sfira right now. No, you can't choose. Whereas according to the Rama, even let's say you can choose, because now we don't have a minhag kavua by the Ashkenazim. The Rama says, you can't shave after Lag Ba'omer and also on Rosh Chodesh, besides for Lag Ba'omer itself. The Mishnah Berurah says, that Rama already said, that even if you're keeping second sfira, you're allowed to shave on Lag Ba'omer because of the Simcha Shebo. And because we said over here that they didn't die on Lag Ba'omer, Prima Gadim explains that even if they did, there's a little bit Simcha, whatever. But you cannot be observant of the second sfira and also, first sfira, sorry, and also shave on Rosh Chodesh. That's what Maran meant. Now, listen carefully. Somebody asked before, what about Ashkenazim, second sfira, and Shloshet Yimei Agbala? So it seems like, according to the opinion of the Tosfot, which is the basis for what Ashkenazim call second sfira, when do they have to keep from?
They have to keep in the second.
Motzae Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Until when?
Until the fourth.
Until Shavuot Mamash. It sounds like until Shavuot Mamash, because that's what you need for the 33 days. Says the Mishnah Berurah, not so fast. He says, Ve'otan lo yistaperu milag ba'omer v'aylach, ritzono lomar, ad Shavuot Mamash v'chanan. Like we explained in Biur Halacha, that you have to wait until Shavuot. V'ine bimdinatenu haminhag lisao listaper bishloshet yimei agbala. Nevertheless, he says, you're right. According to the minhag of the Rama, you should only be mutar to do all that stuff on Erev Shavuot. However, he says the minhag in Rodden, I guess, at the time, was to be matir everything beginning from Shloshet Yimei Agbala, which started when? Gimel, Dalit, He, Sivan, or Shloshet Yimei Agbala? He says it became mutar. Hey, wait a second, what's the big question? If you're holding second sfira and you're allowing all these things from Shloshet Yimei Agbala, then what's the problem?
You know, having 33 days.
Yifemeod. Now he says weiter.
Well, then wouldn't that also be including the Gra's Shita? If the Gra holds that Rosh Chodesh would also not be included within the count.
Because Rosh Chodesh is a the Gra didn't say Rosh Chodesh. The Rama said Rosh Chodesh.
Oh.
The Gra said, like the first Shita and the Rama, that it's from the beginning of Sfira until Lag.
Could you repeat that? I wasn't really clear.
I'm asking a question, which the Mishnah Berurah asks on himself. Says, one second, if you're holding second sfira, which you need 33 days, from Motza'e Rosh Chodesh Iyar until Erev Shavuot, so what's pshat? Now he says, now the minhag became in Europe that they stop all of these things, which means they allow all these things to start, all the weddings and haircuts and zachin, from Shloshet Yimei Agbala. Hey, wait a second. If you're allowing Shloshet Yimei Agbala, that means you only have 30 days and not 33 days of Avelut. So what's going on? Explains the Mishnah Berurah, Ken Masika Magen Avraham, Detzarich Lizaher Shelo Lisao Listaper, Beashne Yamim, Shelosh Chodesh Iyar, Vegam Barishon Shel Shloshet Yimei Agbala Baboker, Dav Kamrin Misrat Yom Kekulo. According to that Shita, you would not be able, if you're doing second Sfira, to take a haircut on the 2 days of Rosh Chodesh Iyar, which means you have the power, you can decide how you want to do second sfira. Regular second sfira begins from when? Motza'e Rosh Chodesh Iyar until Erev Shavuot. I guess second sfira 2.0, Mishneh Berurah kind, is what? It starts from Leil Rosh Chodesh Iyar, which means that those 2 days are counted, plus the morning of Shloshet Yimei Agbala is going to be the third day. Miktzat Yom Kekulo, you can only do those things on after Shacharit of Gimal B'Sivan. That's the he breaks it down like that. Now he says,
why, if you're keeping second sphere, can you go to like the parties?
You can't.
Ashkenazis.
Yeah.
You can go to the parties.
So there's a machloket, very interesting sheila. It comes up now very much. Sfaradim are not having weddings. Ashkenazim, many, are still until this coming Friday, which is Rosh Chodesh. It's popping still with weddings. If I, as a Sfaradi, or as an Ashkenazi that keeps first sfira, am invited to such a wedding, can I go or can I not? There's going to be music, there's going to be dancing, all the things that we asser during Sfirat HaOmer. Mutar or asur? Hagaon Chatam Sofer says no. Hagaon Igrot Moshe says yes. He brings several re'ayot to this. And over here, since First of all, by avelut, there's a rule. By avelut, halacha kedivrei mekel be'evin. The Gemara tells us moed katan. Anytime there's machloket by avelut, the halacha goes like the more lenient version. Plus, over here, this isn't real avelut. What is this?
Minhag.
So if you were mekel, la halacha ul ma'aseh. If you're invited to a wedding, even though it's asur during your sfira, you can go, you can listen to the music, you can dance, v'chule v'chule. Now, I told you last night that it extends into, well, if I'm going to the wedding, then I have to
shave.
Mapiton, who made such a, no, I've heard this, but don't laugh. Some people, if I go unshaven, it's going to hurt. It's going to offend the chatan v'kala. The chatan v'kala don't care about your face. Yeah? Lachen. La'alacha. You go, you bim sameach. Unless you're the chatan, then you shave. Then you shave. I've seen this even among Ashkenazim. Let's say the chatan v'kala are both Ashkenazim. One of the tzadim does first sphere, second sphere. One of the tzadim does first sphere. Who does it go by?
Why wouldn't it go by the husband?
L'chayr, it should go by the husband. But usually, you know, in reverence of the other person's minhag, they'll probably wait up. Anyway, but that is the... Now, so you remember what we just said? Let's break it down. By Ashkenazim, tell me again, what are the two shitot in how to interpret second sphere according to Ashkenazim? Go ahead.
So the second shita would be from Erev Rosh Chodesh up until the morning, after Shacharit of the fourth of Sivan.
Yafeh, that's what the Mishneh Berurah said was his minhag of right. Second sphere. Right, so what's the Ramaz minhag of second sphere and the Magen Avraham?
From Motzei Rosh Chodesh up until Shavuot Mamash.
Yafeh, what about Lag BaOmer itself?
That's allowed.
According to?
According to Rama.
According to everybody, even if you hold second sphere, lag is going to be mutar because it's Yom Simcha. And according to Tosfot, also they didn't die on that day.
Right.
Not because remember, they didn't die on any day that doesn't have tachanun. If it now, go ahead.
Why is the Mishneh Berurah word Mekil on the Mishnah?
Because any which way you got to get your 33 days. So he says, you decide. Your minhag has to decide how you're going to get those 33 days. Now. That's with regards to that. Like we said, by Sfaradim, nothing doing. There's one Sfira and one Sfira only according to Maran, from Aleph the Sfira, Ad Lad, Zeu. Only exception being in Shulchan Aruch, which is if Lad falls out on Shabbat and Lag is on Erev Shabbat, then Mipnei Kavod HaShabbat it's Mutar. There's a famous Mishnah Berurah that pops up for this year. Everybody gets very excited. The Mishnah Berurah in Seif Katan He, right in the beginning, he says like this. Ve'af lenohagim isur gam ad Rosh Chodesh Iyar, even for those who hold it's asur, even until Rosh Chodesh Iyar, which means Ashkenazim who are holding first sphira, mikol makom, im chal Rosh Chodesh b'Shabbat, yeah, if Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbat, which automatically means what? Rosh Chodesh Iyar, Chodesh Nisan is le'olam male, which means Rosh Chodesh Iyar is le'olam shnei yamim. Always, never, ever will you find the Chodesh Iyar nowadays that is less than that's not going to be 2 days. Therefore, guess what? If Rosh Chodesh Iyar is on Shabbat, it's also going to be on Friday. Why can't you tell me that if Rosh Chodesh Iyar is going to be on Shabbat, it can also be on Sunday? Wrong. Rosh Chodesh Iyar can never be Shabbat Sunday. Why?
Because the calendar system was made to be like that.
Nope. Because that would mean, in order for Rosh Chodesh Iyar to fall out Shabbat, Sunday, that would mean that Rosh Chodesh Nisan comes out the day before on Friday. Rosh Chodesh Nisan and the first day of Pesach are always the same day. The Gemara tells us that Pesach cannot come out on a Friday. Therefore, Rosh Chodesh Iyar can never happen Shabbat, Sunday. Which means that if you have Rosh Chodesh Iyar on Shabbat, per force, what's it going to be? And it's going to be 2 days. It's got to be Friday, Shabbat. So this is exactly what the Mishneh Berurah is talking about this year, that Rosh Chodesh comes out Friday Shabbat. He says, "Mikol makom imchal Rosh Chodesh b'Shabbat, kevan sheyesh kan tosefet simcha Shabbat v'Rosh Chodesh." That Friday you have a double simcha. Number one, Erev Shabbat. Number two, Rosh Chodesh. Yesh le'atir li'istaper be'Erev Shabbat mipenei kvod Shabbat, v'gam nisa isha bo bayom kevan she'ikar ha'seuda yeh b'Shabbat v'Rosh Chodesh. Because of the double simcha, the Mishnah Berurah says that day, not only for second sphere-ers, But even for first Sfira'ers, which in general would not be able to shave on Rosh Chodesh, but on Rosh Chodesh, Shechal Yot, Be'erev Shabbat, Kulam, Mutarim Lachem, Mutarim Lachem, Mutarim Lachem. Both according to first sphere and second sphere. The Mishnah Berurah didn't make it up. He got it from the Bach. Agon Pri Chadash. Agon Shirei Knesset HaGdola. Many, many, besides for all of the poskim that say that any Rosh Chodesh Iyar you can shave, the Radbaz, Knesset HaGdola and others. This is talking about Bedavka on a Matzav like we have this year. That Rosh Chodesh Iyar falls out on Erev Shabbat. The Mishnah Berurah says, you can be Mekin. Now, question is, that's all fine and well for, by the way, do all Poskei Ashkenaz agree with this? You better believe not. Eliyahu Rabbah, over here. Eliyahu Rabbah ya gaon gadol. Gaon Rabbi Eliyahu mitiktin. One of the foremost mefarshim on the Levush. Also, Chok Yaakov. Who's the Chok Yaakov? It's a perush on Hilchot. Pesach. All of Hilchot Pesach. It's the same author as Torah Tashlamim. Shevut Yaakov. Gaon Rabbi Yaakov Reisher, who is the brother-in-law of the Eliyahu Rabbah. They both say that the Eliyahu Rabbah's grandfather wasn't happy about that. And he said, even when Rosh Chodesh Iyar fell out on Erev Shabbat, he says, no haircuts, no nothing. Now the Mishnah Berurah follows Rov HaAcharonim, not like that, he's not Choshesh, he says it's Mutar, but know that even among Poskei Ashkenaz, it's not uncontested. Okay? People make it like, en bezeh shum machloket ba'olam. Yesh bezeh machloket. Plenty of Poskim are osir. Eliyahu Rabbah, Chok Yaakov, Geone Olam, Etane Olam. Now, what about Sfaradim? What about Maran? If you look, Kaf HaChaim, over here in Siman Tav Tzadigiman, Sa'if Katan, Yud Bet. If you look in Yelkut Yosef, on Yilchot Sfirat HaOmer, page Taf, Samach, Gimal, they both write. When Maran says, those who are noheg liistaper berosh chodesh ta'ut hu biyadam. Maran doesn't make any stipulation, he doesn't make any exception to that rule. Maran says that those who are mistaper berosh chodesh ta'ut hu biyadam. Is that inclusive or exclusive of Rosh Chodesh Iyar Shechal Hiyot Be'erev Shabbat?
Inclusive.
Why?
Because he said it as a general statement.
If it would have been exclusive, he would have wrote it Mamash.
What would he have said? Yafeh.
Machutz mi Rosh Chodesh Iyar Shechal Hiyot Be'Shabbat.
Yafeh meod. Poskei Sfarad say, this is all beautiful according to Poskei Ashkenaz. But according to Maran HaShulchan Aruch, that says, Hanuhagim liistaper berosh chodesh ta'ut hu biyadam, period, dots of pasuk, sof aliyah. So, what does that mean?
No comment.
Asur, gam berosh chodesh chaliot be'erev Shabbat. Lachin, if you look in Yalkut Yosef, says, a Sfaradi that wants to be like the Ashkenazim, I'm going to shave this Erev. Okay, yesh lo al ma lismoch. There are even poske Sfarad that allow. Pri Chadash, Knesset HaGdola. Who's Pri Chadash, you remember? Chadash, Rashi Tevot. Chizkiya de Silwa. Chadash. Yeah, you remember, yafeh. Shiare Knesset HaGdola, mi ze? Knesset HaGdola, en Shiare Knesset HaGdola. Maran HaChaviv, Rabbeinu Chaim, Ben Yisrael, Ben Benisti. Where was he from?
Italy?
No. Turkey, Talmido Shel. Talmid of Maharimat, Rabbeinu Yosef Mitrania Sheni. He was Talmido. They both say, they agree with the Bach on this one, they say it's Mutar. Aval Da'at Maran, Kibalnu Horaot Maran. Yeah, it doesn't say kibalnu horaot maran when it's convenient. Kibalnu horaot maran, period. Zeo? Maran HaShulchan Aruch says it's asur. Zeo? Therefore, ledat poske Sfarad, and according to Maran Zichron Levracha, according to the Yalkut Yosef, according to the Gaon Kafa Chaim, it's asur. Mala asot. There's no difference this year or any other year. So, nachon? So you wait another 2 weeks. Mala asot. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Zizi. Any questions?
What's the record for the people that keep 50 days? The Omer?
It's not 50, 49.
49
days. That's based on the Ari, who says that it's Ari, Rashash, based on Torah HaKabbalah, that a person should not, according to the Kabbalah, not taking haircuts during Sfirat HaOmer has absolutely nothing to do with the death of Talmidei Rabbi Akiva and absolutely nothing to do with Avelut. There is that also, but according to Kabbalah, it has nothing to do with it. According to Kabbalah, every day, as we know, just Kabbalah light for us, every day of Sfirat HaOmer represents a different Sfira, represents a different Midah. Today is Hod Shebigvura. According to the Rei HaKadosh, he says in Sha'ar HaKavanot, taking a haircut during any day of Sfirat HaOmer is pogem. It causes a blemish in the Sfirot that we're supposed to do, so much so that because these are days of Dinim, the Rashash, Agaon Rashash, writes in the Sidur that a person should not be mekayim the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein during the days of Sfirat HaOmer. So says the Rashash, Rabbeinu Shalom Sharabi, and it's because these are considered days of din, and therefore you're pogim the din through doing the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein, which is Me'orei Rachamim. Many, many, many poskim, and even mekubalim, argue on that Rashash, and la'alakha ul-ma'aseh, if you happen to see a bird's nest during Sfirat HaOmer, la'alakha ul-ma'aseh, you do the mitzvah, whereas according to the Rashash, you forego doing the mitzvah. It's very interesting. Aval mikol makom, these are days of din, and in order not to be pogim, interestingly, the Ohr Letzion says, therefore, even those who follow the Kabbalah and don't take a haircut the whole 49 days until Erev Shavuot, that's only hair of the head. But hair of the beard has nothing to do with what the Kabbalah meant, not being pogim in the Sfirot, and therefore, which is kind of, it's a little counterintuitive, because if you're a Mekubal, you're not touching your beard anyway. Because if you look in the Zohar HaKadosh, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai speaks very, very harshly of anybody who touches his beard. So if you're a Mekubal anyways, you're not shaving or trimming or whatever. So I don't know, you're like a,
modern
Mekubal. So over there, even though very interesting that many of the Mekubalim of the Golden Ages were shaved. Agaon Rama Mipano, Agaon Ramchal, many of them were tremendous Mekubalim, and yet they shaved. How exactly, there's literature on that, how exactly the Zohar says Meforash, very, very harsh things about those who shave. About Mikol Makom, that's a different story altogether. So just know that according to Kabbalah, haircuts and shaving during the Omer has nothing to do with halachic haircuts and shaving during the Omer. Ad kana botai, see you tonight, visit the Shem.
I mean, is it kedai not to shave Omer?
Huh?
Just get a haircut?
What?
It's easier for me, to go longer without shaving than getting a haircut. Is it kedai or not get a haircut? Not shave?
If you do everything else, al piasud.
So that's a no.